Radio City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall. Weekdays from 7 till 11.
News that broke this morning, that of the record producer Sir George Martin, better known as the fifth Beatle, who's passed away at the age of 90. His family have thanked everyone for their thoughts, prayers and messages of support. It was the Beatles' drummer Ringo Starr who broke the news and led the tributes as well on Twitter, saying Sir George will be missed. He signed the Beatles and produced more than 700 records. In a moment, we'll have a chat with Martin King, who's the director of the Beatles Story in the City. First, let's just hear a little bit of Sir George himself talking about the song Help.
Help, of course, was originally written for the film. And John was the one who came up with the title song, because up to that time, the film wasn't called Help. And it was the song that made it.
Very upstanding man, Sir George Martin. Let's have a chat with Martin King, director of the Beatles Story. Morning to you, Martin.
Good morning, Steve.
Doesn't quite have the Scouse tones of some of the other Beatles. How influential was he?
I guess you could say that that audition in June 62 was a game changer, just like when the Beatles appeared in America on the Ed Sullivan Show. But, I mean, people say he was the fifth Beatle. I mean, other people have got sort of also that added to their name. I'm thinking of Brian Epstein in particular. Mm. But without Sir George, I mean, the whole, if you like, back catalogue of Beatles songs would just sound very different.
Why would they have been a very different band? What was his influence?
Well, I guess he brought a musical sophistication. I mean, pretty much Lennon and McCartney were touched by God. You could also say George Harrison too in their songwriting. But when they came to EMI on that day, they were very raw, weren't they? I mean, they were leather-clad rockers who Brian Epstein was trying to smarten up. But, you know, you were talking 4 years later, they were producing avant-garde pop music, which people had never heard before. And I think George had the technical nous, but also the musical skills to be a true collaborator. He was pretty much part of Team Beatles.
There's perhaps that idea that goes around the Beatles that, you know, George and John and Paul McCartney did all their own work. And you don't talk too much of the outside influences, but perhaps one of the great stories surrounding Sir George Martin was the way he walked out of the band's first recording session at Abbey Road, leaving his engineers to supervise a recording while he went to a canteen. But he walked out, really sort of making his mark on them.
Yeah, it was a different world then. I mean, people were in white coats, like lab technicians, brown coats. It was almost, although it was in the 60s, still part of the post-war era where people knew their place. And although George did that, I mean, once they started chatting and whatever, they were on the same wavelength. They shared a sense of humour. He liked the personalities. He recognised that certain something in the Beatles. With hindsight, that sounds crazy because there's more than a certain something with the Beatles. But he recognised that, and together they produced the work that's pure genius.
I can see on some of the tributes that have been paid this morning to him, quite a few of these are saying that Yesterday is all his work.
Yeah, there are some tracks where you can hear string quartets and not necessarily hear the traditional rock and roll combo. And that was the nature of the Beatles, really, wasn't it? He was actually translating some of their ideas in their heads onto disc. And some of it was influenced by classical music, and therefore string quartets. Who'd have thunk it, a rock and roll band with a harpsichord? He was producing some of those ideas, but he was doing it for the Fab Four. That's what the sounds they were hearing in their head, and he was able to translate it into the music that they wanted to hear. It's interesting, here at the Beatles Story, we've got his handwritten notes for Help, for example, and you can really see his detailed contribution to the last rattle of a tambourine. You know, he's pretty much on it musically.
It's amazing, isn't it? You're talking in that much detail.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking in terms of how many records, produced more than 700 records, but how long did his relationship with the Beatles last? And was perhaps there one Beatle that he was more friendly with, or was he just as friendly with all of them?
Yeah, I'd have to say the Beatles were real people, and then and when they went their solo way, John perhaps said some unkind things at times, and Sir George produced some really great work with Paul and Wings. But I think if you were to ask each one of the Beatles, if George and John were still with us, they'd all have good things to say about Sir George and his influence.
Martin King, director of the Beatles story. As he said there, you could head down there, find out a little bit more information. But the sad news this morning, the age of 90, record producer, Sir George Martin. Some knew him as the fifth Beatle, as was rightly said by Martin. A few people have had that tag as well, but certainly incredibly influential with the Beatles. Sir George Martin, age 90, passing away.
This is Radio City Talk.